Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 4th of September, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. US and intelligence allies take aim at tech companies over encryption. The Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance wants tech companies to give them access to data and communications, saying privacy is not absolute. Government representatives from the US, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, the so-called Five Eyes Intelligence Community, met in Australia last week to discuss the future of cybersecurity, national security, and the growing threat of terrorism in digital spaces. The UK's leading broadcasters and ISPs have called for the government to introduce independent regulatory oversight of social media content. The group of media and broadband operators in the tightly regulated industry spans both the state-funded and commercial sector, with a letter to the Sunday Telegraph being inked with signatures from leaders of the BBC, ITV, Channel 4, Sky, BT and TalkTalk. They argue there's an urgent need for independent oversight of social media and counter suggestions that such a move would amount to censorship by pointing out that tech companies are already making choices about what to allow or not on their platforms. Co-working startup WeWork prepares to become the largest office tenant in New York City. The company is negotiating a lease on One World Trade Center, according to Crain's New York business sources. WeWork is currently the second largest office tenant in the city behind JP Morgan Chase. Google launches its Titan two-factor authentication physical security keys. Google is selling the product directly, and the $50 bundle includes a Bluetooth key fob and a USB dongle. Google developed the keys in-house, and they replace SMS codes and app for identity authentication. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at onthismedia.com.